Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy, committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com. Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
David Anderegg is a professor of psychology at Bennington College in Vermont. He's also the author of Nerds, Who They Are, and Why We Need More of Them. Dr. Anderegg told Steve Paulson about the inspiration for writing the book.
I first got inspired by a child patient of mine. I'm a child therapist. This was a young man in fourth grade who was seeing me because his grades in school were crashing, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. And in that conversation, he told me that he was intentionally sabotaging himself because he didn't want to be thought a nerd by his classmates. And I thought this was pretty alarming considering the kid was only in fourth grade. And I decided I needed to find out a little bit more about it.
Now, was he getting bullied or teased because other kids thought he was a nerd?
No, absolutely not. He didn't have any of the stigma of nerdity at all. But he was so concerned about it that he was doing this preemptive strike on his scholastic achievement. And so I thought, you know, this is something we need to find out more about.
Hmm. And he used the word nerd.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm assuming that a lot of this would depend on what group of peers a kid hangs out with or what school you go to. I mean, there are some schools that value braininess more, and presumably being a nerd would be less of a stigma.
Well, there aren't too many schools that value braininess more. What's really amazing in doing the research for this book and talking to people about this is how many adults one finds who are totally comfortable expressing their contempt for nerds and geeks in front of their kids, which I find sort of amazing because if you think about, like, one of the things that we supposedly want our kids to do is to do well in school. And nerds and geeks presumably are people who do well in school. It doesn't seem like the sort of thing that, you know, you shouldn't really express contempt for people like that in front of your kids. But it's truly amazing how many adults I know who use these terms in an extremely contemptuous fashion in front of their kids.
Really? That's surprising. I would not have guessed that, especially in this day and age of all the billionaires who've made their money through technology, you know, the Bill Gateses of the world. I'm surprised that there is still such a stigma.
Well, it has to do with the popular culture message that nerds and geeks never hope to get a date. When it comes right down to it, I think there are a lot of parents who, if they had to choose, they would rather their kid be popular in school than be anything even remotely nerdy. At least those are the ones I talk to.
Hmm. Tell me about some of the things that you've actually heard from parents, what they've said.
Well, let me give you an example. This is something that was said to me just a couple of weeks ago, long after the book was written. This is an older lady who was talking about her grandson and bragging about how accomplished he is. She's a very sophisticated person. And she said to me, you know, he's really bright. He's really good in school. But I want you to understand, he's not a nerd. And, you know, just the intonation, when kids hear that intonation, even if they don't know what it is, they think, uh-oh, what's that? I want to make sure I'm not one of those. That's the kind of thing I mean.
Hmm. So you're saying that the stereotype of the nerd is still really damaging. I mean, if kids are labeled that in school, that could really hurt them.
Well, I think it is hurtful to them temporarily. I think most kids who are nerd labeled eventually find each other, and when they get into college, there is this sort of, you know, nerds are cool, this sort of post high school thing that it's perfectly okay. I'm actually more concerned about the kids who do the labeling, because I think kids who do the labeling are the kids who limit themselves. These are the kids who don't do well in school, who stay away from science or math and all those things because that's the domain of nerdiness. And they do limit themselves. And somewhere down the road, I think a lot of those kids are sorry that they are not more accomplished in science and math because they were so determined not to get that label when they were younger.
Now, is this a stereotype that is more of a problem for boys than for girls?
Well, as a stereotype, it's a male stereotype. By that, I mean if you ask people to describe a nerd, 99 out of 100 people will describe a boy. So it is something that is usually applied to boys. Later on, there's a concept in high school called girl nerds. But the fact that, you know, girl nerd has that modifier suggests that this is a special weird subtype of nerdiness, which is a male thing.
Hmm. Isn't there also a really insidious association that sometimes goes along with nerdiness, and that's that a boy is considered effeminate? I mean, basically, it's code for homophobia, for labeling a kid as gay.
Yeah, that's true. In the book, I talked to a bunch of kids at younger ages to look at how they acquired the stereotype. There's this very interesting period right around second or third grade when kids use nerd and gay practically synonymously. And what they mean by that is anybody who's too interested in the good opinion of adults is either nerdy or gay. And so I do think that sort of sticks around in the background. And so a lot of the time being called a nerd is a kind of code for being called gay, because although it's not really homosexual, it's just asexual. It's non-sexual.
Hmm. So is the stigma about nerds a particularly American phenomenon?
I believe it is. It's very difficult to study this at present because American culture is all over the globe. And so American stereotypes are all over the globe. And it's very hard to study indigenous stereotypes as opposed to things that are imported. I know I've been having some conversations with people in Brazil, and they're very concerned right now because Brazil is just inhaling American culture. And so what they're seeing is this sort of viral attack of anti-nerd prejudice, which at least the people I talk to tell me has not been a part of Brazilian popular culture up until very recently. So it's really, really hard to study. But the anthropologists I've talked to, as well as the, you know, I've communicated via email with a lot of young people all over the globe, and the anthropologists and the young people tell me that there are a lot of cultures which don't have any indigenous anti-nerd or anti-geek stereotypes.
Well, and in some cultures, we know that academic learning, high achievement in academics, is revered.
Yeah, I was communicating with someone in Turkey who was talking about the fact that they have a national exam, sort of like our SAT, and you know, the kids who do the best on this exam in Turkey are apparently treated like rock stars. They're interviewed on national TV, and they're celebrities, right? That doesn't happen here, as you may have noticed.
Now, you've said that this can be a pretty damaging stereotype, and parents themselves will perpetuate it. I mean, they will give often not-so-subtle messages to their kids that being a nerd is not cool. What should parents do in terms of how they talk about these things with their kids?
Well, I certainly think parents should not use these terms in front of kids at all. I would like to see us get to the point where using these stereotypes is sort of like an off-color joke. Adults can tell off-color jokes to each other, and they just don't tell them to kids. It's in bad taste to tell them to kids. And I'd like to see us get to the point where we just wouldn't use these stereotypes at all in front of children. I also think it's really important for parents to not allow their children to digest some of the more extreme cultural products that teach us all about this stereotype. For example, the TV show Beauty and the Geek, I think, should be turned off in every American home because it is absolutely, it instructs everybody that beauty is associated with stupidity and book learning is associated with unsexiness and never the twain shall meet.
David Anderegg is the author of Nerds, Who They Are and Why We Need More of Them. He spoke with Steve Paulson.